Is this a message sender or was this a strategic strike, Congressman?
The message that if you cross a red line and use chemical weapons and kill civilians, including children in a hospital, there will be consequences to that. And I think strategically to take out the airstrike or the takes out his capabilities to deliver more of these chemical weapons in the future. And I think it's an important move that opens up an opportunity to hopefully resolve this conflict in Syria that has basically for the last 8 years gone, little attention's been paid to it, and then yet it's created ISIS in the region and a major refugee problem as well.
Can it be resolved with Assad still in power?
I don't think so. I think if anything, he demonstrated through this chemical weapons attack that he can't stay or have peace. So I think removal of Assad has to take place. He's a magnet for the jihadists there. It's been a problem for many years. We haven't done anything about it. It's the source of the civil war. And until that civil war conflict is resolved, both with hard power and soft power, we're going to continue to have these problems over there. And I think the number one thing is Assad does have to be removed from power. And I think that can be negotiated. That's something even with the Russians, I think they're not as wedded to Assad as, say, the Iranians are. They just want stability there. But it's not an easy thing. It's very complicated. But we have to resolve this so we can resolve not only what Assad is doing in the region, but the civil war, the threat of ISIS, and the refugee crisis.
The taking out of Assad, then, do you think that would be the natural next step in this process?
I think if we could put diplomatic, basically a squeeze on him to exile him from the country, that would be the best way to accomplish this. I think a negotiated removal from office, and I think that's where the Russians could be of assistance to do that. But I think he's demonstrated as long as he's there and he's using chemical weapons, this conflict is never going to go away. And we know that he is a magnet for a lot of these Sunni extremists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the region. And it's this civil war that's been driving this problem for many years. And the former president, quite frankly, didn't want to deal with it.